Report: 13 and 15-year-old girls charged in fatal DC carjacking to get plea deal. By Amy Furr on April 5, 2021. The two 13 and 15-year-old girls charged in the armed fatal carjacking of a man recently in Washington, D.C., will reportedly receive a plea deal. The Washington Post, which sat in on the virtual hearing for the two juveniles held on Wednesday, reports that the prosecutor had told the judge they were expecting to give attorneys plea bargain offers in the next day or two, Fox 5 reported Friday. It was the teenagers' second court appearance, the outlet said. The girls were charged following an alleged carjacking that left an elderly Uber Eats driver dead, Breitbart News reported March 25. Police confirmed two young teenagers, aged 15 and 13, were formally charged Wednesday with crimes including felony murder after an alleged carjacking resulted in the death of 66-year-old grandfather Muhammad Anwar on March 23. The girls, whose identities have been withheld in light of their status as minors, allegedly hijacked Anwar's vehicle. Authorities say the girls may have used a stun gun on Anwar, causing the loss of control that led to the fatal crash. Anwar's car flipped as it traveled near Nationals Park, on the 1200 block of N Street SE. Anwar was thrown from the vehicle onto the sidewalk. DC Fire and EMS responded, transporting Anwar to a local hospital where he later died. Video footage of the incident showed the teens, one wearing an orange hoodie, inside the vehicle as Anwar stood next to it. A few seconds later, the car took off down the street. "She's stealing their car," someone behind the camera said as it disappeared out of sight. Moments later, a loud crash was heard and the witness recording the video found the vehicle on its side. Following the incident, Anwar's family released a statement and described him as a hard-working immigrant who came to the U.S. in 2014 to build a better life for himself and his family, adding the incident resulted in immeasurable loss to the family. The Fox report continued. D.C. laws prohibit a 13-year-old from being tried as an adult. At 15 years old, the D.C. Attorney General's office could petition for a case to be transferred to the adult court system. Court sources told Fox 5 that usually happens during the first hearing. The Washington Post reported there was no indication the prosecutor was planning to do so following the second hearing. The teenagers have reportedly pled the juvenile equivalent of not guilty, the outlet concluded.